Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Culture. We owe our sleeping at night and waking up in the morning to God. So wake up daily to have a quiet time before God. God Almighty, before embarking on your day's activities, acknowledge God's lordship over your life. Listen, receive instruction and ministration from Turning Point Audio. Then read the day's Bible study portion from our daily devotional prayer booklet, also authored by me. Pray the day's prayers and follow the guideline of reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. TPGF members worldwide, please subscribe online to the prayer booklet content to be sent to your phone for subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Thursday, day 21 in March 2024. Please open your hand and heart for the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. You will succeed. Your family will succeed. Your children will succeed. Your business, career, platform, network, and ministry shall all succeed. That's what I'm receiving in my spirit now. Today, you will encounter strange helps. Psalm 103 verses 1 to 5 is your portion the rest of your life. I prophesy it to your life. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefit. So I pray, your sins shall be forgiven. In line with Psalm 103 verse 3, yes, he will heal you of diseases and pains. In line with his word, he will redeem your souls and your life from destruction. In line with Psalm 103 verse 4, he will crown you with loving kindness. In line with his word, he will satisfy your mouth with good things and renew your youth like the eagles. According to Psalm 103 verse 5, I prophesy this is the dimension your life will start going from today. Today, you will experience what only God can do. People will hear, people will see and shout, wow, only God could have done this for you. Who am I prophesying to? Touch yourself, hit your chest and say, it's me. God of Jabez is still alive. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10. He says, Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, four blessings Jabez requested for. 1, bless me indeed. 2, enlarge my cause. 3, let your hands be on me. 4, keep me from evil. And the Bible says God answered his prayers. Now, do this if you can. And if you believe in it, let's take this prophetic action. Spread out your two arms sideways, demonstrating largeness. Stretch them left and right. I prophesy, God will enlarge your coast. He will enlarge your business. He will enlarge your career. He will enlarge his blessings over your children. Enlargement. I'm hearing divine enlargement. You shall no longer remain small. Then he said, let your hands be on me. Put your right hand on your head. And if you have your anointed mantle near you, put that mantle on your head also. As I begin to prophesy and pray, God shall put his hand stronger and better on your life than before. God's hand shall be so powerful to cover you from all evils. I pray for you again with 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46. And the Lord's hand was on Elijah. He ran on his feet and outrun Ahab running on a horse because God's hand was upon him. Now lay hand or put your mantle and let me pray. You will outrun, outpace and outsmart your enemies and your contenders. God will give you divine motion. Your life and your things will gather speed. You will enjoy speed in all you do in Jesus' name. All say Amen. I receive it. That's right. Please anoint your head, anoint your hand, and anoint your feet today. You will see the great things that will start happening for you. March 21, celebrant. Your prayers be blessed, be lifted. Your new age is blessed. You will live long and do well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, we are still on testimony sharing week. So let's share more testimony. First one today, Please connect to this testimony if you need the same thing. I want to thank God for grace and favor, guidance and protection, healing, and my daughter's passing her exam to university with B+. Battle Seed works wonders. Pastor, pray that I continue with my building project. Yes, God will continue with you. Another testifier. He said, I'm returning all glory to God on behalf of both families. For one, the highly successful and glorious wedding of our children this month of March 2024. Two, for journey mercies and protection over everyone to and fro Nigeria across the globe. My fear did not happen. Three, for alert upon alert, resulting in abundant supply. Four, for my promotion to an assistant professor on my return to my base after the wedding. Five, and for many more uncountable goodness of God towards us. Thank you, Jesus. It can only be you. Thanksgiving seed on the way. God bless you, Prof. More blessings will come. Praise the Lord Almighty. I submitted a proposal for grant, which did not scale through. But to my surprise, I was asked to resubmit. Thank Jesus, I was successful this time. Thank you, sir, for all the prophetic prayers. They work wonders. All listeners, these prophetic prayers shall be working wonders in your life. Good morning, all TPGF family. I want to thank God for blessing me with a new phone when Daddy asked us to raise our bad phone for prayers. God used someone to give me a brand new phone on 15th, last Friday. It was a surprise to me. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Daddy. More anointing. God bless you, sir. Be doing whatever God is leading me to ask you to do. He will answer your prayers. TPGF, I want to appreciate the name of God for the safe delivery of my baby girl on Wednesday. Thanksgiving seed has been sent to the Access Bank of the Commission. All pregnant women, you will deliver in peace. All those trusting God for pregnancy, receive your miracle now. Another one, I'm a benefactor of Wednesday, 13th of March, 2024 prayers that talked about people in a process on something. Mine, it was accommodation, and it has become an embarrassment for me. But I'm happy to say the God of Daddy Femi Emmanuel has completed it as prophesied on Thursday, the second day. Thank you, Jesus, for not putting me to shame. Thank you, Daddy, for being a channel of blessing to us. More strength and wisdom, sir. None of us with no shame in life. Say amen. Good evening, sir. I want to testify that God has done it. I have received my good news. Canadian visa has been given to me, and my children. We were called this morning to come for our visa. Everyone applying for visa or work permit, citizenship or green card, you will give this type of testimony here very soon. Another one, good day, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. I've come to return all glory to God Almighty for his wonders in my life and family. Daddy Femi Emmanuel asked us to write 7 desired changes. One of my desired changes was a new and better job, and God has done it with a salary double the one I was receiving in my former place of work. I can't just thank God enough. I'm also thanking God ahead, for I believe God for the remaining desired changes to come to manifestation. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. More grace. All the remaining ones will come into manifestation for every listener. Another one. Good day, Daddy. And my beloved TPGF. I am here to testify to the goodness of the Lord in my life and family for answered prayers. 2 of my prayer requests have been answered. 1, God provided a beautiful, bigger, and better apartment for us. 2, God gave me a good job after waiting for 14 months. Praise the Lord. Good job, good accommodation. Those who desired it, receive your own miracle. Be connecting to it. Another one, I have a testimony, sir. Since like some days now, I've been having a severe pain on my right breast for some times now, which I use the communion as ointment on it and use my mantle to wrap to sleep. To God alone be all the glory, because I can't find the pain again. I'm totally healed of pain. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Daddy, for allowing God to use you. A few months ago, I woke up with a sudden lump on my left side of my rib with excruciating pain. I knew it was an arrow, so I started praying and rebuking it with Psalm 18, verse 45, anointing it and wrapping it with my blessed mantle every night. To God be the glory, That arrow was returned back to hell. I am set free till eternity. God bless your team, sir. Wow. Free till eternity. I want to thank God for healing me of pie after Daddy prayed for those with acute pie. I pray that the healing will be permanent. Yes, it shall be permanent. You shall be the next to testify. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Let God use you to bring more people to TPGF family. Let's once blessing you, bless everyone connected to you. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, leave home on time. Don't miss the Prayer Mountain today in two services as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. Prayer focus today is powerful. Removal of evil garment of sicknesses and diseases, evil garment of poverty, of delay, of derailment, of rejection, of despondency, of frustration. Everything that represents evil garment will be removed from you. What to do? What to bring? Bring a disused clothes. The one that is torn and worn out. The one you don't need to wear again. The one you are about to give at either the top or anything. After the encounter, we will set it on fire. We will burn it off. So it should be the cloth you are ready to throw away. Miracles will follow. Don't miss it today. Same two services we hold at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Osogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Uyo, and all the other places. Please be there. Telephone numbers to call for more information is Dupe on 0806-478-8392. It shall be live streamed to all over the world. Please do so. Have you paid your tithe in your listed income, personal income, or corporate income? Do so. Tithers are upheld by God. He rebuked the virus for them. He covered them with his presence. He positioned blessings for them at various junctions of life. Blessing for them in eternity. He makes their life transgenerational. Blessings flowing to their children ever. Do so every day as God gives you the grace. TPGF platform is a fertile soil for sowing your tithe and sowing your seed. Others are giving testimonies. You shall be the next. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and matter. Go and see the hand and the power of God like you have never seen it before. Those things you have been trusting God for shall be turned into testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and you are fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel, TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.